In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're talking about Advent. We wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. But there are really three comings of Christ. The first coming that was in the womb of Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. The second coming, the Christ that enters our heart through faith and baptism. And the third coming is when he comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. Today we're going to look at what the church looks at during the second and third week of Advent. Advent has 4 weeks. It's all about John the Baptist. So I look at Matthew 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So John's message was, repent, turn away from your sins, turn away from your evil doings. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." That's Isaiah 40. We read that yesterday. And the same John had his clothes of camel's hair, and he had a leather girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts and honey, wild honey. Locusts, not grasshoppers. Locusts came from the locust tree, the fruit of the tree. They're black beans, so to speak, and they're horrible looking. But that's what he ate, locusts from the locust tree and wild honey. And then went out to him Jerusalem. So Jerusalem, people from Jerusalem went out to him, and all of Judea and all the region round about the Jordan. And they were baptized by John in the Jordan, confessing their sins. That's what they were doing. They were repenting of their sins and confessing them. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" You know, he's talking to the religious people now. Pharisees and Sadducees. The Pharisees believed in angels and in the resurrection of the dead, and the Sadducees were Sadducee. They didn't believe in either. Then he says to them, "Bring forth fruit that shows your repentance." Let there be fruit that shows your repentance. It is God's will that we bear fruit, and we bear it to the full, John 15. It is God's will that we be fruitful and show himself, ourselves, to be his disciples. And think not to say with yourself, "We have Abraham as our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham." And I tell you, there were so many stones in Judah, so many stones in Jerusalem, so many stones in Israel. I remember going in 1980, and I said, "They grow stones here." If you do not, it says, "I do not think that you have Abraham as your father, for I say unto you that God is able to raise up stones to be children of Abraham." And now also, "The axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bring forth good fruit will be cut down and cast in the fire." Oh yes, our repentance must bring forth good fruit, bringing people to know Jesus, bringing people to love Jesus, bringing people to get the faith that works through love. "I indeed baptize you with water," he says, "for repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We don't ever hear anyone talking about fire, but fire flows from the throne of God. The throne of God is all of fire, that he will baptize you with fire. We remember Elijah calling down the fire on the sacrifice, yes. We remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, and there appeared Jesus with them, one like a son of man. I'm telling you that he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We need that fire to burn in us so that we would proclaim Jesus to the world one at a time. You need that fire. I've been asking for that fire this morning. I want the fire of God that flows from the throne of God. If you look at Ezekiel 1, you find fire again, all about fire, fire, fire. This fire purifies, this fire engages us, this fire makes us look more like Jesus. We need to be baptized not only with the Holy Spirit, but with fire. Yes, with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the chambers, but he will burn up all the chaff with unquenchable fire. Again, purification. The fire burns up the chaff. Then comes Jesus from the Galilee region to the Jordan River where John was, and he baptized Jesus. But John, he was going to baptize Jesus. Jesus wanted to be baptized. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he did it. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto Jesus, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We see that in the Jordan River that the whole Trinity is made manifest. The Father, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Son, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the Holy Spirit comes like a dove and alights on him. What else does Matthew say about John the Baptist? I'm looking at the 11th chapter of St. Matthew. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of his commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Are you he, or should we look for another? Well, John was having doubts. He's in prison, and he had seen the glory of God coming upon Jesus. He had witnessed the heavens being opened, but now he sends two of his disciples to ask Jesus, Are you he, or should we look for another? And he said unto him, Are you he, or should we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended by me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken with the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that are in soft raiment are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way, thy way, before thee. Truly, truly, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, yes, and the violent take it by force. I tell you, when those two went up to Jesus to say, Are you he, or shall we look for another? Jesus did not start with the Apostles' Creed. He said, Go tell them, go tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and the good news is preached to the poor. I'm telling you, that's exactly what we should be saying to people. How do we know that Jesus is Lord? The blind see, the deaf hear, and the good news is preached to the poor. The lame walk. Remember, we have Dr. Jesus, and he has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's not what we do, though. You know, we don't do that. We don't tell people, go tell him what you see and believe. We need to preach the gospel, and we need to do the works of God. This is the work of God, to believe in Jesus, whom the Father sent, and also to do what Jesus did. The blind see, the deaf hear, and the good news is preached to the poor. Now we look at Mark's gospel. And it's from the first chapter about John the Baptist. This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Mark tells you from the very beginning that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, and he shall prepare your way before thee. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, that's John the Baptist. Make known his paths, make them straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Again, John is preaching that people would repent of their sins. And there went out unto him all from the land of Judea and from Jerusalem, and they were baptized by John in the river of the Jordan, and they were confessing their sins. Yes, again we see these people repenting of their sins, confessing their sins, and being baptized by John. And John was clothed in camel's hair with the girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, There comes one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. One mightier than John the Baptist comes after him. He prepares the way for the Messiah. What's his name? His name is Jesus. We need John the Baptists that are preparing the way for Jesus, that are preaching the gospel, that are telling people about Jesus, that bring a living word to people. I tell you, when people start hearing the living word and they start hearing that people are being healed, they want to come and see Jesus. Jesus had followers all around him. They wanted to touch him. They needed to touch him. I need to touch him. You need to touch him. How do we touch him? We touch him in faith. And he preached, saying, There comes one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So John, or I should say Mark, does not say with fire, but Matthew says with fire and with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened. The heavens were opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Father speaks. He speaks about the Son, and the Holy Spirit is descending from heaven upon Jesus. This is the word of God from Mark's gospel. Let's see what Luke says in the gospel of Luke, chapter 3. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, why does he say that? He wants to put John's preaching in history. It was the 15th year that Tiberius Caesar was reigning. Pontius Pilate being the governor of Judea, and Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip the tetrarch of Idumea in the region of Trachonitis and Lysanias, and the tetrarch of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas were the high priests, and the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So Luke is a historian. He's a doctor and a historian. He wants to tell us that John the Baptist came during the reign of Tiberius Caesar, during the governorship of Pontius Pilate, during the high priests of Annas and Caiaphas. He puts it in history. You see, the only religion that is historical is the Jewish religion and the Christian religion. The rest of them are not historical. These are historical figures. John is an historical man. And he came into the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. We need voices crying in the wilderness today, leading people to Jesus. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Oh yes, who is the salvation of God? His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus. John is just a prophet that proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ. His whole destiny was to proclaim Jesus coming after him, that he baptized with water, but that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Then he said unto the multitudes that came forth to be baptized by him, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Here we have it again, that we should have fruit worthy of repentance. And being not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise children from Abraham. I told you about the stones that used to be in Israel. It looked like they grew stones, grew boulders. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, which does not bring forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. We need to produce good fruit by our prayers, by our actions. We need to live in faith, producing love. It's not only faith, it's faith that works through love. It's very important that we have deeds, but our deeds don't save us. Our deeds are not salvific. Faith working through love is our salvation. It's all about grace working through faith, working through love. Without grace, we have nothing. It's all the grace of God that helps us to produce good fruit too. It's all the grace of God that helps us to believe that Jesus is Lord. It's all the grace of God. It's all about grace, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And the people asked John, saying, what shall we do? He answered and said unto them, You who have two coats, let him impart to him who does not have any coat. And you who have food, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans, that's like tax collectors, to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. Because you see, as I said yesterday to some people, the tax collector, if they had to give a nickel to Caesar, would charge 7 cents, and 2 cents would go to them. And the soldiers likewise demanded of John, saying, What shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, they were in expectation, and all the men mused in their hearts of John, whether he be the Messiah or not, John answered, saying unto them, All I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Here we have it again in Luke's Gospel. The Holy Spirit and fire. Who talks about being baptized in fire? We need to be baptized in the glory of God. That fire that flows from the throne of God and from the throne of the Lamb. It's fire. It's fire that purifies. It's fire that makes us whole. It's fire that brings us into the experience of Christ's victory. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him, for Herodias his brother was Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he be shut up in prison, because he was complaining about that the Herod married Herodias's wife. In other words, Herod married his brother's wife, and John would say, Repent. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and he was praying. The only one that tells us he was praying is Luke. And the heavens were open. They all tell you that the heavens were open. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. So we see again John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Not because Jesus had any sins, but that Jesus would be anointed to do the works of God. The blind see, the deaf hear, and the good news is preached to the poor. The lame walk, the dead are raised. That's what he told them, to go tell John what you see and what you hear. He didn't tell him, go tell John a doctrine. He said, go tell John what the power of God does through me, what the Holy Spirit does through me. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the good news is preached to the poor. This is what he told the two disciples of John to go tell John, so that John would be believing in the prison. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Why do I end with the Angelus? Because it talks about the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the Virgin Mary, brought forth at Bethlehem, the one who would give his life for us on the cross, the one who would be buried, and the one who would be raised from the dead. He is now at the right hand of the Father, pouring out his Holy Spirit upon those who believe, but not only the Holy Spirit, but fire. Lord Jesus, send forth your Spirit upon us, send forth your fire upon us, that we would praise you as you deserve to be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.